The coaching dominoes are falling, and there's a chance that our guy is out there, and the Vikings haven't even talked to him yet. Hear me out on the Locked On Vikings podcast.
You like it on 3-1-2-3?
You like it!
You are Locked On Vikings, your daily Minnesota Vikings podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hey, welcome to the Locked On Vikings podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. As always, I am your host, your pal, and the kid you copied off in math class. My name is Luke Braun. You can find me on Twitter at Luke Braun NFL. Show is on Twitter at Locked On Vikings. Thank you so much for making Locked On Vikings your first listen of the day, each and every day. You can also find the show on Amazon Fire or Roku. Just download the Locked On Minnesota Sports app. Today's episode is brought to you by Ultimate Football GM. If you've ever dreamed of becoming an NFL GM and managing your football franchise, then this game is for you. Download the game. Just visit ultimate-gm.com or look it up on app stores. And our listeners get a 100% free boost to their franchise when using the promo code Locked On in all caps in the game. Let's do a little rumor roundup today, huh? Shall we? There's news. There's a lot of news going on around the league. For more on these specific situations, of course, go listen to Locked On NFL. Ross and I talked about like Kellen Moore to the Chargers a whole bunch on Tuesday's Locked On NFL, and more dominoes have continued to fall. Now Sean Payton to the Broncos and stuff. But this stuff has a pretty profound effect on the Vikings coaching search. They have all but said, I think Kevin O'Connell said mostly, or no, it was a report from Rappaport. I always think that that's like Kevin O'Connell speaking because it might just literally be Kevin O'Connell speaking via Ian Rapsheet or Ian Rappaport at Rapsheet on Twitter. But they are waiting for head coach stuff to shake out. And okay, what is it? Why are they waiting for head coach to hire your DC, right? Well, the reason is probably that they're looking at a couple guys who have gotten head coaching interviews and they're not going to take a DC job when they could get a head coach job, right? So those situations are actually pretty pertinent to keep an eye on. And also the Denver situation is pertinent to keep an eye on because of Ejiro Evero. He is a really good candidate for the Vikings DC job. He's just a really good idea. And I'll get to why in just a second. But first, here's the news that you need to know about. First, Kellen Moore to the Chargers. That he'll be their offensive coordinator. That doesn't have a huge effect on anything we're looking at for the DC job. However, the Chargers had interviewed our quarterbacks coach and tried to interview Wes Phillips, our offensive coordinator, for that. So nobody gets poached. Yay, that's something. Also, the Broncos get Sean Payton and the Texans hired DeMeco Ryans. That's the news right now. So those two coaching vacancies are out, as is the Carolina Panthers have hired Frank Reich. That happened a while ago. So that's three of the five head coaching vacancies that are now filled. All we have left is Arizona and Indianapolis. So here's the thing. Evero interviewed for both of those jobs. So if neither of those places hire Ejiro Evero, and here's the thing, Sean Payton coming into Denver might want his own staff. Now, there's not a great sense, I don't think, for what he's going to do with the staff on the defensive side in Denver, because that Denver defense was really, really good after they traded away play. I mean, they lost Von Miller a couple years ago. They got rid of Bradley Chubb, and they actually had one of the better defenses in the league. Patrick Surtain had a breakout year. They had amazing linebacker performances from guys like Josie Jewell and these like kind of not household names dudes. That staff did a great job, and Evero is getting a lot of credit for that. And that's why he interviewed for every head coaching job. He was interviewed for every single one, and he hasn't gotten any of them yet. But he might be the top candidate now for Arizona. They are down to Vance Joseph, Aaron Glenn, and then Evero and Brian Flores, who we've also interviewed. And he's also in line for the Colts job. The Colts have interviewed a gajillion people, so it could be a whole bunch of people. But Evero was brought in for a second interview along with Raheem Morris, who you might remember I was really into hiring him last year. So we'll see how all that shakes out. But if neither of those teams hire him and Denver decides to bring in Vic Fangio, which they actually might do, which is bonkers, that you might think, wait, didn't they just fire him? And yes, you are right, but there's actually some rumors swirling out there. And you might have even seen that, oh, he agreed to be the Miami defensive coordinator, which also, yes, those things are true. And yet here are the reports that he might back out and take the Denver job to go coach with Sean Payton. So crazy situation with Fangio and with Denver. But what it could end up meaning is Ejiro Evero is out on the street. And if he is, then that might be an opportunity for the Vikings to bring him in. He is awesome for this job. And the only snag in this, I am speculating wildly, by the way. I do not have sources or any, I know as much as you can know by scrolling Twitter. So don't mistake this for a report. I'm just reading the tea leaves. But he worked with Kwesi Adofo-Mensah in San Francisco. I don't know how much they interacted because they were both pretty low level in the front office and coaching staff at the time, so I'm not sure. But he also was on Rams staffs when Kevin O'Connell was there. So he has at least been in the same building with both Kwesi and O'Connell at points in his career. He comes off of the Donatel tree, so this is going to be the same system, but it's a different version of that system that's a lot more aggressive, a lot more pressure-oriented. He's on record saying, I love this quote, it's from a Denver Post article that says, hey, if you can't get there with four, you got to bring five. And if you can't get there with five, you got to bring six. That's my philosophy on pressure. So it's his, every time somebody asks him, it's affect the quarterback first and foremost. That's what we want to do. Now, Denver's defense was not the most prolific pressure generator in the world. And they sort of got away with it by just having good coverage and good corner play. And that, well, you know, I don't know if you'll be able to replicate that in Minnesota, but hopefully you'll do a better job getting pressure in Minnesota because you're inheriting guys like Danielle Hunter and Za'Darius Smith, who are two of the best pressure generators in the league. He also says situational masters, so I'm sure that those guys might have learned it from Sean McVay in L.A. They have the same the same catchphrase. So it just feels like a fit, and he's known as like a great collaborator, and he's known, like, players swear by him and love him. Like, several Broncos players will just gush about being coached by this dude. So it's a really good fit for what I think the Vikings want. But if you are somebody who doesn't want to keep the Fangio scheme, who says, I hate the scheme, I want it to get out of there. Now, this is the way the scheme is supposed to look, was Denver. Denver ran it, and they ran it right. So I would encourage you to think more about, okay, what don't you like about the scheme? And Evero might not come with those problems. But they did the same too high every play, but they rotated it more. They did more, you know, single high stuff, more man coverage stuff, more blitzes, more variations on it, which is way different from what the Vikings did for 14 weeks, which was sit back and get shredded. So that's why I really, really like this idea. He also prefers man coverage if he can get away with it, but he's super scheme versatile. I mean, he's worked for a whole bunch of people. He worked in a Tampa 2 system back in the day. He's worked for the Fangio system. He's worked in a man match system. He's worked all over the place. So he's worked for Wade Phillips. He's worked for Monty Kiffin. He's worked for Raheem Morris, although they were kind of doing the same thing they were doing that Brandon Staley did when they were in Los Angeles. So it was kind of that same Fangio scheme. I think that's what he's most comfortable in, but he certainly is not opposed to warping what he does and what he knows to fit what the players can do. So you can tell I'm really into this idea. There's a lot of ifs that need to happen for it to become possible, though. He needs to miss out on two head coaching jobs that he is ostensibly a finalist for, or literally a finalist for, with Indianapolis. Denver needs to then also decide to get rid of him, which is far from a given. But if Fangio comes, then maybe. And then the Vikings have to interview him, which they haven't yet, and they could have been interviewing him. Atlanta interviewed him for their defensive coordinator job before they hired Ryan Nielsen. All of those dominoes need to fall in the right way for Evero to become the Vikings defensive coordinator. But none of those things are impossible, and it's a really, really cool idea, and I super wouldn't be surprised to learn that that's what the Vikings have been waiting on, or they've been waiting on Brian Flores or Sean Desai, or, you know, whatever other situations. Maybe there is somebody else that we don't even know about that they're waiting who, you know, coaches for the Eagles. Maybe they're taking somebody off the Eagles staff, right? I want to keep rounding up other rumors, speaking of Desai and Flores and all these guys. But before I do that, it is, boy, it's that time of year, huh? where we love to talk about the draft and free agency and contracts. By the way, check out my salary cap video on patreon.com/LukeBraunNFL. It's a big, long thing. We count a lot of beans. But if you love to play along and you want to say, hey, I think these are the free agents, and I want to, if you love the simulators and stuff like the cap calculators, franchise video games, that kind of thing, Ultimate Football GM is the phone game for you. Lead your team to glory. Build a dynasty. It is awesome. It is a perfect place where you have to sign the right players, hire the right coaches, get under the salary cap, make trades, do the draft, all of that stuff, and see if you can't win a million Super Bowls. And Locked On Vikings listeners get 100% free boost to their franchise when using the promo code Locked On in the game store. That's Locked On in all caps, so make sure you check it out today. To download the game, just visit ultimate-gm.com or look it up on the App Store. That's ultimate-gm.com. Start your dynasty today. Thanks so much for making Locked On Vikings your first listen of the day. For your second listen, go check out Locked On NFL Draft. They are at the Senior Bowl in Mobile, Alabama right now, and they're going live after every single practice. They got like 7 people down there all covering this stuff. So go check out Locked On NFL Draft. They are going live, I think it's 9 Eastern, on the Locked On NFL Draft YouTube page, or you can always just check it at the podcast, wherever you find this podcast. So, let's move on with some of these other coaching rumors. Real quick, Sean Desai. You can go back a couple of weeks to hear me talk about what I think of Sean Desai. Or I think it was last Monday. What I think of Sean Desai, but long story short, I'm a fan. I would be very into it. He is currently up for, I'm looking at the CBS tracker for all of this, by the way, the CBS Sports interview tracker. And Sean Desai is only currently, he was up for a couple of other jobs, but he is down to either the Miami Dolphins defensive coordinator, and Vic Fangio has already agreed to that one, but might back out to go to Denver. So again, that's a situation to watch, or our job. So he's down to Miami and us. So if Miami does go with Vic Fangio, which gives Denver a really good reason to keep Ejiro Evero there, assuming he doesn't also take a head coaching job, then Sean Desai is kind of ours if we want him. So that is that. Wherever Vic Fangio lands, it probably helps the Vikings in one way or another. I guess there's a world where Fangio takes the Denver job and then Desai takes the, and then Evero gets a head coaching job and Desai takes the Miami job, and then we're just like totally out of luck and we just have to hope Brian Flores doesn't take the other head coaching job or whatever. Like, we can get screwed here, but if all those things happen, that's I think why they interviewed Mike Pettine. There's your, I guess, fallback, I hope, unless they're just really into Mike Pettine. Maybe they'll just hire him, I don't know. But that's where that kind of comes in. And it's also, I guess, while we're talking about Vic Fangio, I got a question on Twitter today that was interesting. That was just, hey, why didn't we interview Vic Fangio? Like, he interviewed for the Denver job, and considering the politics of that, like, if they can get over that, what is it that we can't get over? And that's a very good question, and I don't know the answer to it. I think I wish I would have seen the Vikings reach out to Vic Fangio himself. Maybe they don't want somebody as old. Maybe they think that he will be too similar to Donatell. Maybe there's politics with Donatell. You know, we just fired Donatell, and, you know, Fangio's really close, so maybe he won't want to come here or something. Kwesi worked with Vic Fangio in San Francisco, so that seems like it should be a relationship that can withstand, you know, firing the defensive coordinator of the second to last defense in the league. But also, like, if it politics is a problem, like, and Denver can get over theirs, like, kind of what's our excuse? But if I were to try to hazard a guess what's going on with the Vikings and Vic Fangio, my guess would be that he just isn't going to run the defense the way they want to see it run. Like, they have, with the candidates that they have interviewed, with the exception of Mike Pettine, who doesn't fit any of this, and that's why I'm like, I was really kind of surprised that they actually gave him a shot at the job, but everybody else has a big focus on man coverage. Desai, Brian Flores, Ryan Nielsen even did. All of those guys were really man coverage oriented, and it's part of why I'm like really excited about the idea of Evero too. All of those guys care are known for developing defensive backs, with the exception of Nielsen, and I was confused about that before, but it's moot point now. But, you know, a lot of these guys are known for their work with defensive backs, with elevating guys like Patrick Sertan or like Desai. I mean, that's like his whole claim to fame, with all the rookies in Seattle, and go back to guys in Chicago that did really well under him. So that Jalen Johnson, I guess, would be the name. So I guess if you want to try to like reverse engineer, what are the Vikings' priorities here? We're not talking about what yours or my priorities would be if we were in charge. We're talking, what are the Vikings looking for? It seems like they're looking for someone younger. And it seems like they're looking for somebody who is sort of geared toward somebody who's going to run more man coverage, whether that's switching back to a man match system or whether that's running the zone match system, but running more of the man-esque concepts like their single highs, their cover ones, their cover threes. Somebody who is going to get the corners in press more and kind of fix that area of the problem. It seems like they're pointing their defensive coordinator search at the cornerback room. Who fixes that problem the best? And they have gotten the candidates that I think are out there that are most focused on that, saying our front four did fine, our coverage let them down. And for whatever it's worth, I certainly agree with that. Maybe that's why I'm reading the tea leaves. Maybe there's a confirmation bias to that, right? So who knows how right I am about any of this stuff. But that doesn't all match up with Vic Fangio. Now, here's the deal. Fangio loved to live in cover one, and he loved to use his like cover three versions of stuff, especially back in, you know, 6-7 years ago, when cover three was all the rage, when Pete Carroll was, you know, the leader in the clubhouse of all of the defensive things. Fangio's system would just lean on its cover threes a lot more, and Fangio would be the one making that decision. So does he actually like that cover three more, or was it just kind of the meta at the time? And would Fangio be somebody that says, well, now the meta game, I'm using young people words, sorry, old people. Meta is like when if you were at a rock, paper, scissors tournament and you realize that more people were picking paper than anything else, and you would say, okay, I'm going to start picking scissors more. That's meta game. And right now, the meta game in NFL defense is split safety, quarters, get everything on the roof. Everybody's playing with a lot of deep safeties, splitting the field up, and trying to get brackets on all of these insane wide receivers that are out there, because we just don't, the league just doesn't have the cornerbacks in it to keep up with a league where everybody has at least a T. Higgins and half the teams have a Jamar Chase too. Like, that duo, that Chase Higgins duo, one of the better duos in the league. Don't kill me, Bengals fans. But like a Terry McLaurin, or like the list just goes on, right? And some teams have two, like AJ Brown and Devonta Smith, that are, you know, these superstar wide receivers are everywhere. And it's more common to find a cornerback room like the one the Bears have, which is like Jalen Johnson and a question mark, than one like what the Jets have, or like the Seahawks have, where they're like got these like young budding stars. Like, I think it'll eventually come around. This is supposed to be a good cornerback class too, a very deep cornerback class. So maybe some good ones come out this year to help curb things. But right now, and the way that like defensive rules have gone, passing offenses are too good for defenses, and so they're putting a lot of safeties high. That's the way it works. And maybe we think, well, Fangio will do that, and we're looking for somebody who's not going to give in and who's going to say, no, 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 we'll just find a way to man cover, and then we're going to man cover, because if we just put all our safeties high again, we'll get shredded again. That's the same thing we're doing last year. Let's also talk about Brian Flores and check in on where he is at, because he was interviewing for a whole bunch of things. So we'll see where that's at, and we'll go into the old rumor mill again. But first, how about some Super Bowl grambles? Super Bowl weekend is like Christmas for sports betting, and FanDuel is the place to go. It's the number one sports book in America, and we are super excited to be working with them. And you can bet Super Bowl 57 if you download FanDuel now and get a no sweat first bet. That means if your first bet doesn't win, you get $3,000 back in bonus bets. FanDuel lets you bet on everything from money line spreads, points, props, player stuff, and even same game parlays if you want to get wild with it. And I know y'all love to get wild with it. All right, you'll send me your parlays all the time, which I love. Keep doing that. It's very fun. The FanDuel Sportsbook app is safe, secure, and easy to use, and you get paid your winnings instantly. So join FanDuel today at FanDuel.com/lockdown to claim your no-sweat first bet on Super Bowl 57. That's FanDuel.com/lockedon. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NFL. Let me also talk to you about the best tasting protein bar on the planet. It's still early in the year, all right? Maybe we're still on the wagon trying to be good with all our New Year's resolutions, or maybe you're just, you know, trying to get ready for bikini season coming up sooner than you think, he says optimistically to all the Minnesotans. But that's what Built Bar is for. If you have a chocolatey craving, especially deep into the night where calories like kind of hit you the worst, Built Bar is exactly what that's for. All covered in 100% real chocolate, unbelievably delicious flavors like churro, peanut butter brownie, and coconut almond, and only 130 calories in one of these bad boys, 4 grams of sugar, and a whopping 17 grams of protein. It is a protein bar, just doesn't taste like it. And now you don't need to wait around to get a box. You can go to Sam's Club or Walmart and get Built Bar right on the shelf. And if you prefer, you can still just order it at Built.com and get it delivered directly to your door. Once again, that's Built.com, or head down to your local Sam's Club or Walmart to get some Built. One more thing I want to talk to you about here on the Locked On Vikings podcast, and it is Brian Flores. So Brian Flores has been interviewed for a whole bunch of jobs. It's a very interesting situation politically because he is, of course, in an active lawsuit with the Miami Dolphins, and teams tend to stick together. So the fact that he has garnered so much interest is pretty interesting, and I believe that that interest is genuine. The more cynical among you might say, well, maybe that's all just Rooney Rule stuff, but each of those openings, be they head coach or defensive coordinator openings, had enough minority candidates without Flores where they didn't need to actually interview him and make it a big sham. So that's really interesting. He is assistant head coach and a linebackers coach, getting head coach interviews again, despite being in this active lawsuit. Suck it, Miami. That's what you get for tanking. That's my thoughts on that. Nobody wants that in the NFL. Tanking should get you ostracized. It should be against the rules and you should be tarred and feathered. But a lot of the things that Flores interviewed for are, closing up. He interviewed for the Atlanta Falcons DC job. Ryan Nielsen got that. He interviewed for the Browns DC job. They went to Jim Schwartz. All that's left on his list of at least the interviews that have been reported that we know about, which usually they're announced, so I can't imagine there's more than this, are the Vikings job and Arizona Cardinals head coach. So, in the world where Ejiro Evero takes the Cardinals job, that means Flores is either taking the Vikings job or is not taking a job. And according to Darren Wolfson at KSTP, he has said that they view Flores as the home run hire. So if the Arizona Cardinals job goes to Aaron Glenn or Vance Joseph or Ejiro Evero, Brian Flores, I would mark it. I would say if that happens, Brian Flores is the Vikings DC, just based on the tea leaves that I know. Again, not a reporter, just kind of reading the tweets, but that's the way it seems to me. But they also have a lot of respect for Desai, so I don't think that they would be very upset with Desai at all. I haven't really heard how they feel about Mike Pettine as DC, but they must feel okay about him because they interviewed him. If Ejiro Evero takes the Colts job, then that kind of stinks for the Vikings. If he sticks as DC in Denver, then of course that also stinks. That means we can kind of lose out on our thing. But if Vic Fangio, this is what you have to watch. Watch who the Cardinals hire. Watch where Vic Fangio goes. By the time you listen to this, you might actually have more answers than me to all this stuff. We might even know who the DC is. And honestly, it kind of feels like we're going to know by the end of the week. But I don't know that. It just feels like there's a lot of dominoes falling right now. So that's where Brian Flores is at. Also spotted at the Senior Bowl, Kwesi and Brian Flores were spotted chatting it up, smiling. That means very little. But if you want it to mean a lot, it can. I believe in you. And this is the time of year where I'll allow you to have it. All right? Take it to the bank. We'll see if I'm right about any of this stuff, but I will be watching the Arizona job, the Denver job, and the Colts job with a very keen eye, as well as the Miami job. We'll see what happens with this Vic Fangio situation. It is interesting how many dominoes it holds for the Vikings specifically, but it feels very unlikely that we're in a situation where somebody that we wanted really bad isn't available, right? And a lot of people were worried about the Vikings. Like, they're waiting too long, blah, blah, blah. Well, they're waiting for someone. Because if they just rushed out and hired Ryan Nielsen, and then it turns out that they could have had Flores or they could have had Sean Desai and they wanted those guys more, then obviously that would be a pretty bad misplay of the situation. How about the guys that are getting head coach interviews? I'll take one of those guys as DC. And one last point, because I got a little time to. A lot of people say, well, what about the what if we hire Ejiro Evero? And then he gives us a good defense, and then he goes off and becomes a head coach, and we're right back here. To that, I say, yes, that is an excellent opportunity. I would much rather have that than put Mike Pettine in and risk having the same crappy defense for another year. If we have a good defense in 2023, that probably means that we are a very good team. And if we are a very good team and we start getting staff poached, that means you did something right, and you have now pointed out a good course to be on, and it's not nearly as hard to hire a replacement knowing, okay, this is a formula that we did and it works. And let's find the guy that can do the closest thing to this. It's so much easier to do that than it is to be in the situation we're in now on defense, where we go, well, that was a catastrophe. Now we're back to square one. That's a crappy situation to be in. So don't worry about if somebody's going to get a head coaching job. The only scenarios where we lose Evero or Desai or Brian Flores two head coaching jobs is one where they were successful, and you should probably want to hire a guy that is successful. That's just comes with the territory of coordinators. Hire a guy. If he's successful, he's going to go. It's just how the world works. So don't worry too much about it. There's no way around it. So we will keep you posted here at the Locked On Vikings podcast on all of that. Whenever it happens, who knows what'll happen? Again, maybe you know more than I do. Just depending on what time of day you listen to this, it is kind of a volatile week on the coaching carousel. Excited to keep tabs on it. I will talk to y'all tomorrow. And as always, Skol.